The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, Ohio news and even national news. Screaming headlines like religious freedom bill would make wrong answers acceptable in Ohio schools. New Ohio law lets students give wrong answers on tests for religious reasons. Ohio House passes bill allowing student answers to be scientifically wrong due to religion. That is just a handful of headlines across Ohio and across the nation concerning House Bill number 164 passed by the House of Representatives. It is a wonderful piece of legislation that is being horribly misrepresented in the press. Well, to help us figure all of this out, it is my privilege to welcome to the program Matt Sharp, who serves as senior counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. And the Alliance Defending Freedom was very involved in the drafting of this legislation. And Matt, it is, again, a privilege to welcome you to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
It is my pleasure. You know, you and ADF were involved in drafting this legislation, sponsored by a very good friend of mine, Tim Gintner. Were you prepared for the way this has been misrepresented, misconstrued, and just basically lied about in the press?
Well, I think we're always expecting that any bill that protects religious freedom is going to be attacked. But I do have to say that this line of attack is a new one and is particularly alarming just because of how blatantly false it is and how badly it mischaracterizes what this bill does and how it protects students from being penalized or punished for simply expressing their religious views in schoolwork and interactions with their friends.
What is the genesis of this legislation? What was the purpose?
Well, what we see increasingly happen is students being told that they have to leave their religious beliefs at home and that they can't bring them to school. They can't share their faith with their classmates, or in the context of a school assignment, that they can't incorporate their own beliefs into that assignment. So, for example, let's say you're in a art class and the teacher says, I want you to paint an action scene. Well, just like one student could say, I'm going to paint an action scene from the latest superhero movie, another student may say, I'd like to do an action scene from perhaps David and Goliath. And what this bill does is simply ensure that the student who expresses the religious views in their artwork gets graded the same way as the student who chose to use a superhero movie as inspiration. We just want every student to be treated fairly and not receive a poor grade simply because they brought their religious viewpoint into responding to the assignment.
Okay, let me read the portion of the bill. And by the way, the entire bill, it amends current legislation, but the entire bill is 17 pages long. And the critics, and by the way, we're talking with Matt Sharp, senior counsel of the Alliance Defending Freedom. Before I go further, one of the things that amazes me is that the headlines are almost verbatim with each other. It was as if one person wrote the headline for about two dozen different news outlets, which I find just very weird and strange.
Absolutely. This is definitely a case of copycat journalism where one outlet took a extreme view of the legislation and it seems others jumped on the bandwagon. Rather than reading it for themselves, looking at its history and looking how this bill actually protects religious freedom while also allowing teachers to continue to be academically rigorous in classes.
And I don't know whether you're aware, you probably are, the Cleveland Plain Dealer reporter that grossly misquoted or misconstrued the legislation actually admitted when questioned that she had not read the legislation, and she basically took for granted what was told her by a spokesman from the Ohio Democratic Party.
Yep, that's exactly right. And what's really fascinating about this is that the language that all of these media outlets are shouting about, it's language that just says students should be judged in their assignments, not on the religious views, but that schools can continue to use ordinary academic standards of substance and relevance and legitimate pedagogical concerns. That language comes almost verbatim from guidance that Bill Clinton issued nearly 25 years ago through the Department of Education to every school nationwide. So we're talking about for nearly a quarter of a century, this has been what the U.S. Department of Education, under a Democrat administration, told schools they need to do. And all the sponsor of the bill was doing here was taking that standard and putting it in Ohio law so that all Ohio schools have to follow it. I wish reporters had done a little more digging on where this came from and how this has been the law for over a quarter century.
Well, let me read verbatim from the bill. It's section 3320.03, second half of the paragraph. No school district shall prohibit a student from engaging in religious expression in the completion of homework, artwork, or other written or oral assignments. Assignment grades and scores shall be calculated using ordinary academic standards of substance and relevance, including any legitimate pedagogical concerns, and shall not penalize or reward a student based on the religious content of a student's work. That is it. Exact quote from the legislation. How in the world, Matt Sharp, do the critics come up with the fact that religious students, Christian students, can give absolutely wrong answers and still get credit? How do they come up with that?
They pulled it out of thin air. As you said from the reporter, this was a talking point given by an opponent of the bill, not from someone who actually read the bill and recognized what it does. Because any of us would know, is putting the right answer on a science test, would that be an ordinary academic standard of substance or relevance? Absolutely. So there's nothing in here that would tell a student they can't mark an answer wrong if a student puts it wrong. What it simply means is that when you have assignments that let students incorporate their own views and their own beliefs into the assignment, a written assignment, an artwork assignment, an opinion piece, a persuasive essay, that the religious student has the same right to use their religious views as inspiration as a non-religious student can draw inspiration from other secular sources. This is about treating students equally, not about allowing wrong answers on a test.
Now, this is purely hypothetical, but let's say a Christian student is in a science class, 12th grade. It's a test on evolution. The student puts down the answers that they were taught concerning evolution, but in the margin says, hey, by the way, I don't actually agree with this. I believe that God created the heaven and the earth, as it says in Genesis chapter 1. According to this legislation, that student could not be penalized by expressing their religious belief, even though they gave the correct answers as they were taught.
That's exactly right. And we want students to know that they're not going to be punished because of their beliefs. We could see this coming up in a classroom discussion in a science class or on a variety of other subjects. And a student may say, well, I have a different view or I have a different belief, but I'm afraid to express it because I don't want to get a bad grade. Well, those students should never be afraid to express their opinions in class. The classrooms are supposed to be the place where different ideas can be debated and discussed, including religious ideas. And so all this is doing is making sure, just like you said, students can and will be judged on do you give the right answer on a test. Nothing at all changes this, but ensures that when they also provide their opinion or speak up in a class discussion or respond to an assignment where appropriate, that they're not penalized for that religious viewpoint.
All right. Forgive me, I should have asked you. Can I have you for another segment, or do you need to go?
No, absolutely. Be happy to.
Wonderful. All right. We're talking with Matt Sharp, senior counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. We're talking about a very important piece of legislation, House Bill number 164, passed by the House of Representatives, now headed to the Ohio Senate. And we'll be back with more Bob Burney Live and Matt Sharp in just a moment.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, and welcome back, Matt Sharp, senior counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. We're talking about a piece of legislation just recently passed by the Ohio House of Representatives, House Bill 164. And, Matt, I read in the beginning of the segment, I read some of the headlines. Let me just ask you a question. This is from News Channel 5 in Cleveland. Headline, Religious Freedom Bill Would Make Wrong Answers Acceptable in Ohio Schools. Misunderstanding or an outright lie?
Outright lie.
All right. This is from Channel 12 here in Ohio. Ohio House passes bill allowing students' answers to be scientifically wrong due to religion. Misunderstanding or a lie?
Again, absolutely false.
A Newsweek. This is National Newsweek. New Ohio law lets students give wrong answers on tests for religious reasons. Misunderstanding or an outright lie?
That's another false one.
And have you seen Snopes?
No, I have not seen that one.
Okay, here is Snopes. Does Ohio bill let students give wrong answers based on religion? A bill before the Ohio legislature would allow students to give wrong answers because of their religious beliefs. The conclusion by the folks at Snopes, unproven. What do you mean unproven? Now, all right. I didn't graduate the top of my class. I don't claim to be a great intellect. But Matt Sharp, it is beyond me how anyone can actually read this legislation and conclude from what the legislation says that students will be able to give absolutely wrong answers and the teachers will be forced to give them credit simply because their religious belief. What am I missing here?
Nothing at all. Nor are you missing that this exact language, the word-for-word language in House Bill 164 has been passed in several other states. I've got right in front of me, Bob, Indiana. Listen to this. Homework and classroom assignments judged by ordinary academic standards of substance. Students may express their beliefs about religion and homework. Same thing in Tennessee, same thing in Virginia, same thing in Texas and Mississippi and other states. So this isn't even new language. This is something that other states for years have already enacted. And do you have some students saying, oh, I'm not going to answer that question right on this science quiz because of the Bible or the Quran or the Torah or some other religious book? Absolutely not. Like we were talking about earlier, this language comes from a 25-year-old directive from President Bill Clinton through his Department of Education that has been the rule across the country for schools since then. So this whole idea, even Snopes saying it's unproven, well, I think 25-year history plus the numerous other states that have passed this shows that everything they're saying is absolutely false. It is proven to be false how other states have passed this, and it's not resulted in kids giving wrong answers on science quiz and getting away with it.
And in fact, the legislation basically says the exact opposite of those headlines. Again, if you allow me to read from the legislation, assignment grades and scores shall be calculated using ordinary academic standards of substance and relevance. Hello? Nothing unusual, nothing out of the ordinary. It just says that if a student has a religious belief, they are not prohibited from expressing it. That is the only thing that it says.
That's exactly right. Nothing changes the ability of teachers to tell students what information that needs to learn, to require students to recite that back to them on the test. All it does is ensure that when those opportunities arise for students to express their beliefs, they're not punished or penalized for a religious view.
Well, it has passed the Ohio House, and again, it was sponsored by Tim Gentner, who's a great man, good friend. It goes to the Senate. Have you gotten any feelings from the Ohio Senate as to how it will be considered there?
I have not, but again, I would hope that they would look around to see what neighboring state of Indiana and other states like Virginia and Tennessee have done, and to recognize that this is a good, needed piece of legislation that sends a clear message to students in the state, you're not going to be punished because of your religious views.
Well, I have a feeling that our Senate President, Larry Obhoff, will be very, very supportive of this. Senator Obhoff is a good, good man. Would you suggest, Matt Sharp, that our listeners contact their Ohio senator concerning this legislation, because it will be considered in the Ohio Senate very soon? Do you think that would help?
Yeah, I think raising awareness about the importance of legislation like this, talking to your legislators, talking to other people about it, contacting these media sources and asking them to do a factual analysis of the bill and not just repeat these outrageous headlines. Those are ways that we can push back on this misinformation and help spread the word. This is an important bill that allows academic rigor and religious tolerance to go hand in hand, as it should.
Now, we've only got we got a little over a minute. I just want to express my personal appreciation to the Alliance Defending Freedom. At least 2, 3, 4 times every single week, I come across a story where the Alliance Defending Freedom is defending someone concerning their religious freedom, their religious rights. And I just want to commend you and thank you for all that you are doing to help people all over the country, and you do it pro bono. How can our listeners help you? How can we pray for you? And how can our listeners support the Alliance Defending Freedom?
I appreciate that, Bob. I would encourage them, visit our website, adflegal.org. They can learn about our cases, including several that are at the U.S. Supreme Court that we're asking the court to take that are important cases for free speech and religious liberty, to help us pray for those cases. And obviously, any financial support helps us to be able to represent kids, bakers, florists, and countless other great Americans free of charge in defending their first freedoms.
Well, I hope you'll do that. ADF.org, it's the Alliance Defending Freedom, and it's been my privilege to have Matt Sharp, senior counsel with the Alliance Defending Freedom, one of those involved in drafting this important legislation here in the state of Ohio, and I think all of us here in Ohio owe you a debt of gratitude, Matt.
Well, thank you, but I'm really privileged to work with a great sponsor and great people on the ground there. Like Citizens for Community Values and others that have been sponsors in Ohio.
Yeah, Aaron Baer, dear friend, not only me personally, but of this program. Matt Sharp, senior counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. God bless you, Matt.
Thank you, Bob. Bless you, too.
All right. Bob Bernie Live will continue.